Going to continue this hour by chatting with one of our co-owners here at 97.9 The Hill, Jim Kitchen. He's an entrepreneur, professor, part owner of this station and chapelboro.com. He is also a very experienced world traveler. He's been to every single country in the world, and now he wants to take the next step and go to space, and he needs our help to do it. Jim, thank you so much for being with us. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. You need to bring some of that weather back that we've had over the last couple of days. Man, we need some more sunshine.
I know, right? It's like it's perfect weather, and it's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. It's like no weekend at all, right?
When you said umbrellas, I was shuddering. But goodness gracious me.
All right. Well, let's talk about travel. You've been to all 193 countries. How did that start for you?
Well, I started a travel business when I was at Carolina, and I for about the first 10 years, I never said no to a trip that came across my desk. So I went all over the world with my family and friends, and I woke up one day, I have a wall map here in my office, and I was wondering how many countries are there, and I found out there was 193, and made a list of the countries that I had been to, and it left me with about 100. So over the last about 20 years or so, I have been just crossing off countries on that list, and it's been so much fun. And at just pre-COVID, at the end of 2019. I finished my last country, 193rd, and that was in Syria, which was a fascinating place. I had planned to finish it somewhere glamorous, like Nevis, or you know, somewhere where the family and friends could go and celebrate. But it ended up being in Syria when Lebanon was in full revolution. So it was a fitting end to that global expedition.
I know you did hold Ireland off until nearly the end, though, didn't you? One of the country like that.
Where's that, Ireland?
Yeah.
You said? Yes, Ireland was a place that I was saving. There was four or five countries at the end that I was saving, and Ireland had, funny enough, been one of those places that I hadn't been to that I really enjoyed. I went there with my son and. And that was a beautiful, such a beautiful place to go.
Yeah, I'm sure. What's been the most fascinating experience for you, or the most interesting experience?
Okay, people ask me all the time, if you could go back to one country, what would it be? And I'm going to answer your question that way. I found this country in Western Africa, kind of Central Western Africa, to be the most fascinating on the continent. It's a small continent, small country called Gabon. And what makes it so special is, imagine pristine beaches, primary rainforests, tons of animals, and in the morning at about 6 o'clock in the morning, just as the sun is rising, on this beautiful setting that looks like Eden, out of the rainforest tromps elephants. And so you can see these elephants playing on the beach in this just magical, impossibly beautiful setting. So that would be the place that I would go back to and bring people in, and for them to see that would be amazing.
What does world travel do for people? How has it changed or affected you?
Yeah, you know, I actually wrote a book about this, which is coming out later this year. It's called A Bigger World, and that kind of sums it up. It all of those experiences, you know, I swore that I would not write a book while I was traveling because I just wanted to experience the whole thing. And so I, during the pandemic, I had all of these lessons that I had learned along the way, and I began organizing them into this book. And really, the story is about a guy just trying to figure his life out. And that's kind of what travel does to you. It exposes those things that, you know, that you need to work on, that you need to refine. And what I write about in this book is that it just the you know, travel experiences just makes your world bigger. And meeting different people and having these different experiences just is so enriching and so it was such a blessing for me.
Yeah, and I think it's an interesting lesson to just kind of underlying all of that, that, you know, you're a guy who's accomplished a lot. You know, you're a professor, entrepreneur, you own several businesses, and you also still have that urge to figure your life out too. So for people out there who are in that situation, like, everyone's in that situation, right? Everyone
yeah,
could use that.
You know, Aaron, that's such a great point. I write about this a lot in the book. You know, it's all a journey, right? Mm-hmm. We're all on a journey. It could be a career journey. It could be a health journey. I have some friends going through, you know, significant health journeys, relationship journeys.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I got to experience a lot of those things, a lot of those lessons through travel. And so, yeah, you're right. There's a lot to that journey. Mine, in this context, happened to be a travel journey, but we're all going through continual refinement.
Speaking with Jim Kitchen again, world traveler, author of the book A Bigger World, which will be out later on this year. You can check that out. And now that you've gone to every single country in the world, it's time to take the next step and go to space, right? What's this going to be about?
All right. So a very wealthy man bought a space expedition from Elon Musk, and he's going to bring a physician. She's already been chosen, a random lottery winner. So somebody that buys a ticket and donates to St. Jude, he's going to go himself. And then the fourth person is going to be an entrepreneur with an interesting story. And that's the seat that I'm vying for. And funny enough, in my junior year in college, prior to starting my travel business, I met a guy that was selling space travel. So I flew out to Seattle, Washington, met with him, and I started selling his trips called Project Space Voyage back in 1985. So I began my entrepreneurial journey selling space travel, started this travel business, went to every country, and now my dream is to see it all from space. And how inspirational that would be to be able to share with my students kind of that there's so much hope and possibility that they could do that as well. And so I am vying on Twitter at Jim Kitchen. So if for our listeners that can hear my voice, please pick up your phone, go to Twitter, find me at Jim Kitchen, or just type in Jim, J-I-M, Kitchen, like kitchen, Jim Kitchen, and then retweet me. It's an interesting format. The content of the video, which tells the entrepreneurial story, is one thing, but the other is kind of how viral that video goes.
All
and
right.
Currently, I'm at about 800 retweets. I need to get over 1,000. I am competing against YouTubers with 3 million page views, so the odds are stacked against me, but I'm optimistic that maybe this story will shine through, but I need some virality. So Chapel Hill, Carborough, Orange County, Chatham, anybody, Raleigh, I need you. I need you to come out, click on Twitter today, go to at Jim Kitchen and help me out. I could certainly use the, I got a legitimate chance to do this, so I need your help.
Nice. At Jim Kitchen on Twitter, go there, retweet the video and help Jim get to space. Just in case, are you also buying a lottery ticket?
I'm not. You can't. You can only
you can only
do
one or the other. All right.
And my book is not on Amazon yet, so it's at abiggerworldbook.com.
abiggerworldbook.com. Go there and find out more about the book. At Jim Kitchen on Twitter, go there, find the video and retweet it and help get Jim to space. Jim, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Aaron. We appreciate you and appreciate WCHL.